In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, how can you know if a person is a child of God? Who of you here, or those of you who are watching this service online, know if you are a child of God? I was probably 12, maybe 14 years old when I began to stay up later than my four little sisters and later than my dad. I'd be listening to records and putting off finishing my homework, and it would get late. My dad would put in hard physical days at his job, and he would go to bed early during the week. I would come out of my room maybe 9:30 or 9:45 in the evening, and I'd pass by the open door to my dad's bedroom. And there he would be, down on his knees, beside his bed, saying his prayers. I didn't think anything about that back then, as a 12, 14-year-old. But I think about those nights often now, that they're part of my history. There's a noticeable difference between a person who knows that he or she is a child of God, belongs to God. But how can you tell if you're a child of God, or if someone beside you is truly a child of God? Well, it was a very cold March. Years ago, my best friend was John, and John lived at 1179 Maple Avenue, and I lived at 1179 Elm Avenue. We could see each other's houses through the break between the houses between us. John got very sick and asked if I would take care of his morning paper route for at least a week. Well, he got over what he had. He was my best friend, so of course I told him to get better, and I would deliver the newspapers. It was a march, like this march has been. Getting up in the cold of March at 5 a.m., when winter used to really be winter, was tough for me. One morning, I got up and the March wind was blowing out there, and there was a cold drizzle. Do you know what it feels like when it's cold and wet and miserable, and you're riding a bicycle loaded with newspapers at 5 o'clock in the morning? I can still remember my teeth chattering. Well, I got the papers folded and loaded on my bicycle at the corner where they had been dropped off. And what happened? My father came around the corner in our old Ford sedan and said from the window, "Duke, it's too cold for you and damp out there to ride your bicycle around the paper route this morning. Bring those papers and come into the car. Bring the papers and I'll drive you around." That was 72 years ago, and I still remember that March morning My father had to go to his own job, but he made time for me. How can you know if a person is a child of God? How do you know? My father didn't have to get up at that hour and help me, but he was there because I was his child and my father was a child of God. And he loved me. I may not have known then that about him, but I remember seeing him prayerfully on his knees, keeping his relationship going with God. And he lived his life as he knew God wanted him to live as one of God's children in this world. He knew that. And as you and I live our lives, it's important that we remember that God sent his Son into this world to show us how we were to live as a child of God. When God sent Jesus into the world, he sent us a great gift of grace, and in that gift is the model for each one of us, the model of a child of God. Amen.